All right, folks, buckle up because we're diving headfirst into something super important today. Navigating those gnarly emotions that life throws our way with a little more grace and a whole lot of compassion. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic because let's face it, sometimes life can feel like a runaway roller coaster, right? But what if we could equip ourselves with some mental armor, a toolkit for handling those emotional bumps in the road with more resilience and peace of mind? That's exactly what this podcast is all about. It's not about ignoring our feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about learning to understand them, accept them, and ultimately use them as fuel for growth. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become a master at navigating those tough emotional tides. First things first, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Ever felt like you're bottling up anger or sadness, and it just builds until it explodes? We've all been there. Stoicism teaches us to embrace our emotions as valid experiences without letting them control us. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like weather patterns, they come and go, but they don't define the landscape. Next up, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight, though that wouldn't hurt. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you feel those intense emotions creeping in, take a deep breath and observe them. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts swirling around in your head, and even the urge to react. By stepping back and observing, you create a space between yourself and your emotions, allowing you to respond with more clarity rather than just reacting impulsively. Now, let's talk about reframing. Ever notice how our perspective can completely change the way we feel about something? Sometimes, those difficult emotions stem from negative thought patterns that we've unconsciously adopted. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those thoughts and look for alternative perspectives. Instead of saying, "I'm so frustrated because this project is impossible," try saying, "This project is challenging, but I can break it down into smaller steps and focus on making progress one step at a time." Remember your values. When emotions run high, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Reconnect with your core values, the principles that guide your actions and decisions. Do you value honesty? Compassion? Courage? Remind yourself of these values and let them serve as anchors during stormy seas. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all experience setbacks, and sometimes life just throws curveballs our way. Instead of beating yourself up when things get tough, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a major deadline, and everything seems to be going wrong. Your boss is breathing down your neck, your computer crashes just as you're about to hit send on a crucial email, and you're starting to feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the dreaded anxiety monster rearing its ugly head. You could let those feelings spiral out of control, get caught up in a whirlwind of negativity, or you could take a deep breath, remind yourself of your values, dedication, perseverance, problem solving, and then calmly assess the situation. Break down that big task into smaller, more manageable steps, prioritize what needs to be done immediately, and ask for help when you need it. D. Even in the midst of chaos, stoicism can empower you to respond with grace and composure. So remember, folks, life isn't always a walk in the park. There will be challenges, there will be setbacks, and there will be moments when those emotions threaten to overwhelm us. But by embracing these key takeaways, acknowledging our feelings, practicing mindfulness, reframing our thoughts, remembering our values, and treating ourselves with compassion, we can navigate those difficult waters with more resilience, peace of mind, and ultimately a deeper understanding of ourselves. Until next time, keep your chin up, your hearts open, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you liked it, it really helps spread the word.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.